Listening to radio.dominican.edu. Every Thursday from 2 to 3, we'll be diving into some sticky situations regarding love, lust, and who you can trust. Today specifically, we'll be talking about cheating, flirting, and some of the ridiculous advice and tips that magazines give to their readers. Today, I've invited two very important people in my life to come and share their experiences and thoughts with us. So go ahead and introduce yourself. You can start.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jazz. I am a sophomore here at Dominican. And currently, I am single and ready to mingle. Like, all right. I'm sorry. Let's move on, shall we?
My name's Danny, and I'm a junior here, and I'm currently taken, unfortunately.
Okay.
Wow.
So the first topic that we're going to be talking about today is cheating. First, I want to go over some facts about cheating that I found online. Fact number one, most men are still in love with their significant others when they cheat. What do you guys think about that?
I can sort of understand that since it also depends on how long the person has been with, like, their significant other.
Uh-huh.
Because with men, like, it's people tend to think that men just are so emotionless, but no, like, they also have that strong connection with other people. Mm-hmm. And even when they cheat, it's like they always still think back, like, to the good times, to how important they are in their lives, you know.
Well, according to this website, men who cheat haven't fallen out of love. They've become unsatisfied with the current state of it. Cheating usually occurs in the phase of companionate love, which couples begin to settle down, have kids, or solidify the life being built together. While they feel fulfilled in some areas, like being a provider, the romance may be missing. Second fact. Men usually cheat with women they know. What do you think about that, Danny?
I think it's true because I wouldn't do it personally with somebody that's random off the street.
Okay.
You don't never know what they got.
Well, I mean, there is also like that high percentage of men. Well, I don't know the necessarily the percentages, but the men that'll cheat with prostitutes or escorts and just various women of like that they don't know those women, but still, you know.
Well, cheaters don't generally pick up random women in bars. My first husband cheated on me with a childhood friend, says Diane from New York City. His family was close to her family, so they never lost touch. A lot of women think that all cheating women are one-night stands. Not true. The relationships are usually friendships first. In fact, more than 60% of affairs start at work, according to the Focus on the Family magazine. A good idea, make sure your partner feels more connected to you than to his business partner. Intimacy expert Rapini suggests always going to bed and at the same time and cuddling. Men cheat to save their relationships. What do you think about that?
What the hell? What the heck? Okay. I don't really understand that one, since cheating, but, I mean, some relationships, I guess, can be salvaged through after that action is, like, happened and everything, mm-hmm. but at the same time, that's really scarring for the person, for the significant other to have just to been betrayed in that way.
Okay, so let me ask you guys, have you ever been cheating on?
No.
Have you ever been cheating on?
Cheated on?
Cheated on.
Yes.
Have you ever been the cheater?
No.
Yep.
All right. Well, dang. What? This is a diverse panel up in here.
And have you ever been like the girl, the other girl?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Well, according to this, men love their significant others, but they don't know how to fix their relationship problems, so they go outside of them to fulfill any holes. Men want it all and have the skewed notion that another woman will make the longing for something more disappear. Then they can live happily ever after with their loved one and their mistress without confronting the real issues. Fact number four, people usually hate themselves after the affairs.
I would understand the guilt because that's a betrayal of someone that's your significant other. That's a commitment to a person in a relationship. That's the point. You're with them to be with that person, not to just jump around with other people. So, I mean, I understand, like, it's natural to feel guilt. If you don't, I mean, that's some kind of issue we could talk about later. But still, like, you know, to be, feel guilty, it's normal.
This fact, the next fact, actually, I found interesting. It says, cheaters often get friskier with their partners when affairs begin. I personally don't know, but I would assume that if, you know, you are in or you are having an affair, I feel like all of your friskiness would go towards the, like, the mistress rather than your loved one.
It sort of makes sense to me for this fact because it's like they're sort of compensating for what they already know what they're doing, so they're like, I don't really know how to explain it that very well, but the fact that they get friskier and more active with their partners when the affair begins, it's like they're trying to just, it's just their, it's like their sex drive is reawoken, and then it's because that's still their significant other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
What do you think, Danny?
No, what?
That cheaters get friskier with partners when affairs begin.
With the person they're cheating with?
No, with their, like, significant other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's true. I mean, it happens. I mean, you start experiencing this new thing for somebody else, and, you know, you feel this sensation of happiness, and you just put it on your partner.
Okay. Well, we've been talking a lot about men cheating and stuff. Fact number 6 was actually women cheat just as much as men, and their affairs are more dangerous. What do you think about that, Jazz?
I think that's obviously that's true. Women cheat just as much as men. There's no like ifs, ands, or buts about it. But what is the I don't know what's going on. But the fact is that women sort of cheat in, as far as what I've been able to understand, women cheat in more what's it called? Just like in more interesting ways. Like, because I'm like, just your thoughts are alone. Like, if you're thinking of someone else, you haven't acted upon those fantasies with someone, mm-hmm. but you're thinking about someone else in bed with your significant other.
Yeah.
Women sometimes consider that cheating, or then, like, just you're texting somebody else and you haven't done anything, but that's still, like, you know, a form of betrayal. It's, like, those different levels.
Yeah, according to this website, they basically said that women have a tendency not to physically cheat with someone else, but to, I guess, emotionally and mentally cheat with someone. Mm-hmm. Women are more mentally stimulated with men, and that emotion drives the woman to, you know, want the other person rather than actually physically. But emotionally, it is more sustaining to the woman. Another fact was a woman often knows her man is cheating. What do you think?
Well, Danny, what do you think?
I think it's true because it's, what is it, the female intuition or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, whatever, they just, we all have that.
True.
I would say that celebrities, actually, I feel like we know there's a bunch of scandals. And a lot of the time, like with Tiger Woods and with like Arnold Schwarzenegger, the wife, like they said that they didn't know, but they probably did know. But in order to keep their, I guess, you know, publicity down, or like for their kids' sake, they don't really put it out there, and they try to figure it out themselves. Unfortunately, you know, it does get out there in the media and stuff, so yeah. It doesn't work out too well. But I feel like women do know. I mean, if you know your man's coming home smelling like perfume and has lipstick on his shirt, I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't be too happy.
There are all those signs out there, you know.
Fact number 8, a couple will never work it out when one of them is still in the midst of an affair.
I agree with that. I mean, if they're trying to work on their issues and still be in that committed relationship, the affairs, they should stop. Then what's the point in saying that there's going to be some kind of, like, what's it called? Just attempt to fix things. Like, what's the point in saying that?
Okay, so the woman's not to blame if her man cheats on her. What do you think?
False.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, can you explain?
Yeah, I want to
explique. Because it takes two to tango, anyways. But in the sense of saying that, I mean, if you know your man's cheating or whatever, and you don't say anything, you're actually condoning it. So you are to blame for it if you can't handle the problem head on, if you just keep letting it go on. And also, I mean, seriously, feel like if he's cheating, there's something missing in your relationship and you should try to figure it out. This has to be a reason why he's cheating.
So would you, is that your way of justifying cheating? Like, is there a way to justify cheating?
Yeah, there is a way to justify cheating.
How so?
Say that you're you're not getting the attention or the same compassion you once were, and you already sat down and talked about it and it's not getting any better. I mean, yeah, you could get up and leave them, but if you built this life together already, it's kind of hard just to start something over with somebody new when you can just, you know, have relations with somebody and then go back home.
What do you think, Jazz?
Well, I mean, I do actually agree that there are, what the heck is happening? I do agree that there are some ways that cheating can be, I guess, justified, but at the same time, it's either way, like, it's just wrong to me, just in general. The person that is cheating is committing a wrongful act, and, like, rather than cheat, why not actually talk to your significant other and work things out rather than taking that step? Like, okay. I feel like there are steps that could have been taken rather than, like, so, you know, it's just, I mean, Danny's right. It takes two to tango, so it's just like, you know, it's hard to.
Yeah. I know you're single right now, Jazz, but say you weren't single, what would you do if you found out that your partner was cheating?
Ooh, Lord. I wish you would. If I found out about that, first I would probably be really upset, just you know, like, of course, the typical,
anger,
like,
upset, anger, or sad.
Sad upset, and then it would morph to anger upset. But the anger upset isn't necessarily dangerous, but it would just be sort of in that mode where, because the way I get is I'll just have to sit there and I'll think about everything and then I just have to find the time to talk to my significant other if that were the case. Mm-hmm. And I might yell, I might shout, but, you know, it's like, there are a whole bunch of passion and emotions in there, especially when you find out something like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I would just try to talk it out. I would really try my best to talk and, like, see, like, okay, I know you're doing this. Why? What can we do to fix it if we still want to be together? If not, pack your bags and get out of my house.
Okay.
That's it.
What about you, Danny?
I would do nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Why not?
Because if you can take them, you can keep them. If they want to be friendly, you keep them with their friendly selves. I don't want them. Shouldn't be being friendly with anybody else anyways. If we're in a relationship together, you'd be friendly with me.
Yeah.
Not everybody and their mama.
Okay.
I would do nothing. I mean, they have to live with that guilt for the rest of their life. Why punish them when I got enough punishment already?
This is true. One of the quotes that I found interesting, and I guess somewhat true, it said, people don't cheat because of their partner or who their partner is. They cheat because of who they are not. What do you think?
Are we referring to, okay, people cheat.
Please
read it one more time.
People don't cheat because of who their partner is.
Uh-huh.
They cheat because of who their partner is not.
What in the world? No, I don't. What? No, I just don't understand.
So basically if you and me were in a relationship, uh-huh. I'm cheating on you not because of who you are, because of what you're lacking.
Then bye, find what you want, find what I'm missing. I would honestly say, like, bye, find what you think you're missing. Because okay. I'm cool. I'm flawless, okay? This is, like, no thank you.
Okay, I see. What about you, Danny?
What?
The quote.
I think everybody has their fantasies about something that their partner could have extra or better.
Always.
So. Probably so. I mean, they try to find that in somebody else. When they do, they cheat.
Well, you say you're in a relationship now, so what is that about your significant other?
She's just too sensitive.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, less sensitivity, more, you know, hardness. Not like Thug hardness, but like,
just,
you know.
A little more thick skin.
Yeah, pick and choose your battles and what to fight for and things, and don't let everything get to you, pretty much, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Alright, you guys, well, thank you. Before we end, do you two have any thoughts or comments on anything else regarding cheating?
Cheaters never prosper. Just kidding.
I second that notion. And I should stop talking since my voice is, like...
Already. All right, everybody. Well, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, we'll be headed into our next segment that may help you single and ready to mingle people out there. I'm Honey, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30. Yeah, no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations,
Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm Honey, and this is Sweet Talk. I'm here with Jasmine and Danny. So we just finished our segment about cheating, and now we're going to move on to our next segment, which is flirting. So there are many ways to flirt and attract the attention of that special someone, and whilst you may not be the most confident of people, you don't have to be an expert to catch the eye of that person you've been admiring from far away. On the flip side, however, you also don't want to be Rachel from Friends and get yourself into an awkward seduction scenario. Flirting is all about confidence. Have you ever noticed how sometimes that the most attractive people are the most confident ones? Even if they don't look like, I don't know, Brad Pitt or whoever else you find attractive. As the party season approaches and people start to get their flirt on, here are some ways to flirt to help you attract people and get their attention. First of all is smile. What do you guys think? What's the first thing, if someone's trying to catch your attention, what's, you know, that first thing that attracts you to them?
Does it necessarily have to be the smile?
Or no, it doesn't.
Smile is actually really important to me, because it's sort of just, it's more welcoming than if someone's just really stoic and doesn't have anything going on, mm-hmm. you know? But, like, I'd say eyes and smile. That's what, that would, like, catch my eye, like, immediately.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, eye contact and smile. I like to see people smile, just in case, you know, I don't like people with messed up teeth. So, I mean, I need to be able to see that.
Second, according to this, you know, article, it says compliments. You know, if you're going after someone, yeah, you want to smile, and complimenting them is usually the way that, you know, guys or, you know, even females try to pick up on somebody. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, compliments are nice. It's always really flattering to just be like, oh, like, you look really nice this evening, or, like, I like your hair, like, something simple, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes it gets a little cliche, mm-hmm. in a way, because it's just, like, or, like, you know, I don't know, it's just sometimes, like, compliments can only go so far, mm-hmm. because sometimes they can get creepy.
Yeah, and yeah, you don't want it like to push it to that level, like, yeah. where it's like, you know, some people have those pickup lines, yeah, that are like just
like, hey, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Tennessee. Like, okay, how about stop it?
Yeah, you definitely want to like not be too cheesy.
Yeah.
So what would be the way you'd pick up on somebody, Danny?
I'd be like, hello, hi, my name's Danny.
How are you?
I'm cute, so let's be cute together.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
So another thing that they were talking about was basically your body language, the way, you know, you are when you're speaking to somebody. You don't want to be slumped over. You don't want to be, you know, especially if you're like at a bar and you've, you know, had a couple of drinks, you don't want to be that girl who's like falling over the place,
yeah.
and, you know, can't hold
yeah.
her stuff down and stuff like that. So what do you think when you go up to a guy, when you're trying to, you know, or when, even when a guy's trying to talk to you, how do you either, you know, make your body to where, like, oh, like, do you like, need to back like, off?
Back
or,
off
like,
or,
you know.
Like, we can talk for a minute, yes. you know? Well, actually, this happened recently where one guy, I actually enjoyed just having conversation with him, and it was nice. So it's sort of just like you're opening up your body, just like sort of like,
but don't be too open, girl.
No, you know what I mean. No, that's, girl, that's not what I meant. That did not mean open the legs. I meant just, like, you're sitting upright. You're actually, like, eye contact. You're, like, facing them, you know. It's, like, you're looking at them while they're talking to you, you know.
So if a guy came up to you and was like, are you Jamaican? Because you're making me crazy. What would you do?
Honestly, I would walk away immediately. That is wrong and uncomfortable. I don't like it. I don't like it. I already get mistaken for so many different kinds of people. I don't need it to be a pickup line. I'm just like, okay,
that was too cheesy. So pickup lines are not in your area.
I don't really like them. I'd rather just like, if you want to talk to me, let's start a conversation. You know.
All right. Cool. What about you, Danny? I know you seem like more of the, you know, standoffish. Like, you'll wait for someone to approach you. What kind of body language do you use?
I just sit there.
You just sit there, okay.
And I...
So you play it cool. You play it cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not cold stone fox.
Outgoing person, so anyways. Yeah.
So, you know, when you're talking to someone, they say that you want to ask questions a lot. You want them to really know that you're interested in who they are and interested in stuff like that. What do you think?
Well, it's nice to know that someone's actually trying to get to know you, rather than, like, just automatically trying to get into your pants. I mean, you know, typically that's sort of, like, the end game. But mm-hmm. it's just more nice to know that the person isn't just so obtuse to where they just don't want to know who they're about to try to get with.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Danny, what question do you think takes it, like, to that line or to that limit where it's, like, yo, you're asking, like, too much? Like, that's something you don't need to know. You just met me, like...
What's your social security number?
yeah, I think that's probably
just social security. No, like, just when you ask about how much I make at work, or yeah. where do I work, or
like, what do you do for a living? Like, how much do you make?
Like, it's like I just meant you need to calm down.
Like, do you have kids? Like, are you like all the like,
what are
like
your goals?
What are your goals? What are your short term goals? What are your long term goals?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? yeah, no, that's too serious.
It's just too much.
So we spoke about body language. Another one of the things that they said was to watch for signs and watch to see if the person that you're trying to talk to, you're trying to get at, if they have those same, you know, if they're sharing the same signs as you are, you know. If, you know, you're talking to them, you're really into it, you're like, yeah, you know, you're being all crazy. And the person or the dude you're looking at is like, yo, like, can you back the hell up?
Yeah.
Like, that's when you know, okay, it's, mm-hmm. you have to, there's those signs. Well, what signs do you give a guy, like, look?
Like, stop.
Yeah.
Honestly, I slouch like a man. I will just literally just, like, I'll just be like, and they'll be like, hey, how you doing? I'm just like, Seth, how you doing? What? Can I help you? Like, honestly, like, I, because, like, typically, you'll see me and I'm sitting, like, legs crossed. I'm just chilling like this. I'm relaxed in this position, but then if something's happening that I don't like, my legs are uncrossed and I'm leaning over like I'm watching a basketball game. Like, it works. I mean, they'll get the hint necessarily, because I don't try to be rude and make them necessarily just go away, leave me alone forever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I give out that vibe, like, no, it's not happening
today.
I'm
not interested, yeah.
We can chill, we can talk, but that's about it.
Well, what about you, Danny? If someone's trying to, you know, come to you and you're not interested at all, what would you do?
Bye, Felicia.
Just sit there. I'd just be quiet or give one-word answers. I'd be like, okay, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Cool.
Yeah. So another one of the things they said that practice makes perfect. I know in a lot of, you know, movies and stuff, they put out to, like, when a guy's about to go out or whatever, he's, like, in the mirror, like, practicing what he's going to say, you know, practicing what he's going to do, whatever motions, whatever moves, whatever the hell it is, you know. Do you practice, or do you know anyone who, like, was really nervous about something, a date or going out, where they've, like, yo, let's, like, you know.
Practice?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I know anyone that's necessarily practiced their pickup lines, because at the end of the day, the heat of the moment, what you say is going to be completely different than what you practiced and what you know that you felt so comfortable saying.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you know, I don't really necessarily think practice makes perfect, because even then, like, how much you practice, maybe that dorky slip-up that you had will attract the person that you were talking to.
Yeah.
You know? So, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. And the last one was open up. You want to, you know, you want to ask questions, you want to get to know the person as well, but you want the person to not think that, you know, you want to know everything about them. They're going to want to know about you too, you know.
Yeah.
You're talking to them, you're letting them know, okay, well, this is what's, you know, this is what I'm about. If you're wanting to date them, if they're a potential, you know, person that you want to date, then you want them to get to know who you are too. You don't want to be that just weirdo who keeps questioning me.
Yeah.
How far would you take it to, you know, opening up on the first time, or when the first time is you're talking to somebody?
I think that also varies with the person that you're talking to, because some people are very open and enjoy being open with other people,
uh-huh.
whereas others are more reserved and more closed off. And, like, there's no bad or good to it, you know. It's like, that's just the way people are. So, I'd say you just have to get a feel for the person that you're communicating with, because, like, for example, someone that I talked to recently, he was just saying, he literally told me, talk to me as though we've known each other forever.
Uh-huh.
I want you to be comfortable with me. Like, tell me, I want to know you, stuff like that. And that's really appreciated with me, because I'm a very open person.
Yeah.
So it just varies, I think.
Okay. What about with you, Danny? How open do you get on, I guess, the first time you're talking to somebody, or, you know, something like that? If someone's asking you to, like, tell me about yourself, like, what do you let them know?
My name's Danny.
Ball is 22. Life. And ball is life.
I play sports.
You don't go much further than that?
No, not a list of guys, like, specific questions, no.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, 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 cool.
I mean, you can only, you know. So when you're out and you're, you know, you're out with the girls, you're out with the guys, whatever, what's your thing? Like, do you have, like, a specific thing that, like, your guys know or, like, your girls know, like, oh, okay, I'm about to hit this one up, like, you know?
Actually, no, not necessarily, because, because typically, like, I mean, the advice that I've been given every time, no, without fail, it's always, like, from family, and they're always, like, be a snob. Be a snob, be a jerk, don't even pay attention to them. I'm like, you realize that's going to make them go away.
Yeah.
So, but for me, I mean, I just be myself, and if they approach me, they approach me. If they don't, they don't. Or sometimes I'll even muster up the courage to be like, hi, I'm Jasmine, how are you doing?
Okay, you know? I like that.
But, yeah.
Okay, well, all right, everybody, that's our segment. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back in just a second to help you guys understand some of those, you know, tips and advice things that magazines give you every now and then. Sometimes they're not very helpful. So we'll be back in just a second.
Nappy boy, pretty boy collaboration. That thing you got behind you is amazing.
Ooh, that body's like music to my ears.
Yeah.
Ooh, that body's like music to my ears.
Let me whisper in your ear, tell you everything you wanna hear. You got my boat out of skirt of the year. It's half past six, the break of Chanel. Everyone, and welcome back to Sweet Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with Jasmine and Danny, and we just got finished with our segment talking about flirting. Now we're going to go into some of the things that magazines tend to tell us and to like give us advice about, which probably, you know, they need to keep to themselves. There are countless articles that are aiming to teach us how to, you know, snurch our sex lives. Most are insane, others are helpful, and still others are downright laughable. I have a couple of favorites that I, you know, saw, and I think you guys will be, or at least get a good laugh out of them, and I want to hear your opinion and see if you guys would ever do them. So let's start talking about them. First, this one came from Cosmopolitan.
Oh, God.
And it's to slip a donut around a male's general area and slowly eat it off.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
No.
This advice comes from Cosmo's book 365 Naughty Nights, A Year of Hot Sex, but it is that one sentence is too vague for you. Cosmo elaborates further into the print magazine.
That's ew.
It's known as a glazed donut. I'm not really going to get into detail just because, you know, for the sake of time and for the sake of, you know, our imagination.
And I see it, and it's just, that's...
Yeah.
It's not okay. I don't even think that would be pleasurable for him either. I think that's just you being able to elaborately eat a donut.
Well, I mean, either that or elaborately, you know, consume some calories.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Dang. I mean, if you want a challenge, there you go.
That's, like, it's...
Second came from Men's Health. And it was the key to sexiness may lie in yogurt, at least for mice anyways. So basically, the testicles of mice fed a yogurt diet were 5% bigger than those on a regular diet and 15% bigger than mice fed a junk food diet, according to a new study of MIT. So basically, they were saying that because mice's scrotums got bigger with yogurt, yours could too. So they were basically advising men to eat yogurt.
To make their scrotums bigger.
Yes, basically.
Danny, what you think?
Girl. That ain't none of my business.
That's honestly not something I find attractive. Like, I wouldn't be, like, looking at a man's scrotum and just be like, oh, my.
Yeah, 5% bigger than that.
Oh, my.
I just met you.
Well, good golly gosh. Like, let's see what... Like, let's let him meet mom. Like, you know, no. That's just odd to me.
Okay, so next was, this one came from Cosmo, and it said, feed each other ice cream in the dark. Not being able to see means more spilling, which means more licking up the mess. Like, don't we have to sleep? Like, you know, don't we have to sleep here tonight? Like,
what? Okay, Daniel, I want to hear your thoughts on this one.
No, that's too messy. I don't got time to be washing nobody's stuff. No, thank you. Mm-mm, I got bad things to my time, like sleep.
Well, see, personally, I love ice cream, but I like to see what I eat.
Yes, you know? I'm not trying to blind my way through eating some of my cookies and cream ice cream. If somebody messes up my cookies and cream ice cream, there will be hell to pay. That's not okay with me at all.
So the next one was from Cosmo. It said, use your bra to bind his hands behind his back. Then cover your breasts in yummy toppings and command him to lick them off.
Oh.
That is some 50 Shades type of...
That, oh, girl, don't even talk to me about 50 Shades.
You ain't finna mess up my good bra.
That is nothing.
Girl, please.
That is nothing. And first up, yes, okay, I'm not trying to mess up my nice bra.
Our $60
bra. $60 Victoria's Secret bra. No, $150 Victoria's Secret bra to bind behind your hand, bind your hands. And... No, and that just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, it's just so much to it that could be
and then commanding, like, eat this, like.
What?
No. Yeah, first of all, if he's new into your life, you don't know his allergies, okay?
You don't know his allergies. He could be allergic to nuts. Cream. What if he's lactose intolerant?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, okay, that will not end.
What
nice.
If he's allergic to chocolate?
Oh, ooh.
Come on, Nutella. Like, what is, like, no.
You never
Why
know.
You
don't.
Use Nutella. I'm done.
This ain't about me. We're talking about the list.
All right, next one. This one also came from Cosmo. Sprinkle a little pepper under his nose right before he climaxes. Sneezing can feel similar to an orgasm and amplify the feeling good effects.
There's that movie, that Friends with Benefits, when Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, and he like sneezed when, right when he's like about to go.
Like, yeah, he always sneezed before he ever was about to have an orgasm.
But yeah, that was only one person.
That was also a movie.
So negative.
I wouldn't trust that.
Plus, especially, first of all, if you're in the dark, you miss their nose a little bit, and you get their eye.
First of all, why would you even have pepper?
Pepper. Yeah. You know how much that'll burn if it gets shoved up your nose anyways? If you're like...
So, as of right now, we need a mini fridge from all the other ingredients from earlier, and we need a spice rack, okay? There's nothing...
This is just not okay.
There's nothing that, you know, aids an impending orgasm like a dry rub marinade on your freaking nose. I mean, besides, what's sexier than sneezing, right? Crying is exactly what's going to happen if you get it into the person's eye. So, the next one came from Men's Health. It says, according to new research, the smell of toast is a serious mood booster.
What?
I mean,
I love bread. I love toast. I love food. But that's not... I mean, okay, actually, it does make sense, though, because some foods can stimulate your senses in that sense.
But bread?
But bread? I don't understand.
Some toast?
I'm not saying... I never...
Someone must love their carbs, because...
Yeah. I mean, I love pasta, but you don't see me just going, oh my God, pasta. Like, no, that's not a thing.
Okay, well, this is another one from Cosmo. It says, press a fork firmly, but don't break the skin or anything, into different parts of his body. His butt cheeks, his pecs, his thighs.
This is some sadomasochism.
So what do you think about that? Would you ever, you know, press your boyfriend or whoever you're...
Here's the thing. Okay, there are certain types of foreplay. No, let me explain a little something real quick, okay? I'm getting really irritated with Cosmo. Because, okay, there are some kind of sensation plays that are put into effect with, like, when you're having sex. Like, there's also this pinwheel thing that, like, it just tickles your skin. Like, it's just, like, something to stimulate your senses. But... Like, to use a fork, something you eat, first off, that's something you eat with. You use a fork, you put some in your mouth, and it just makes no sense. Like, there are proper ways to do sensation play. Using a fork on his booty pecs and thighs is not one of them. It's really.
Is that ever a way you would, you know, try to turn someone on, Danny?
No.
He gives a fork.
I like my utensils clean. I don't know. I feel like I gotta have I'm having a full buffet in there with all these utensils and spices and things I need.
Okay, so the next one is another one from Cosmo. Cosmo is just, it's hitting us right now.
So upset.
As you are in, you know, the cowgirl, I guess they call it nowadays. Clamp down on his earlobes with your fingers and pull on them to rock yourself forward and backward.
You know how painful that is? What if I just grab your ear and start dragging you around back and forth?
By my ears?
By
I
your
feel like
ears.
I was in trouble.
Exactly.
You are not my mom.
I don't think that's attractive, sensual, romantic, sexy in any way, shape, or form.
Do your
ears hang low? That's just wrong. That's oh just so wrong.
You can play that song, you know, while you're getting it.
No,
not okay.
Not okay.
So this one also came from Cosmo. A lot of these are coming from Cosmo, you guys. I'm sorry. So for those of you readers out there, you know, I mean, if you're
don't
following through with them,
Cosmo,
please call into our station and please let me know how, you know, if this is working out for you.
Oh,
it's basically saying to use teeth, very softly bite down on his scrotum. Is that something you think your man would be into?
If anyone listening to this segment right now could see my face, No.
Not feeling it?
H to the dub, the E to the, no.
Would it be N to the O?
No, just don't correct me. I am in distress right now. No.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Danny? No,
girl,
no biting?
That's none of my business. That's none of my business.
Okay, let's give to men's health. You know, let's give Cosmo a break real quick.
Oh,
hold her gaze for a minute. If she's blinking more than normal, which is about 15 times a minute, there's a good chance she's on the pill. Women on birth control blink 32% more than those who aren't. Do you think
what?
That's...
Say that one more time, sorry.
So basically that girls who blink more, like guys will look at you for a while, and if you blink more than an average, like 15 a minute, means you're on the pill. So how would you feel if you were like about to like be getting it on and the guy's just staring at you? Just to see if you're
you would have just heard like a smack or something, be like, you okay? Because that's really scary. Why would, and that's like, that's a very intimate moment, and then you're just gonna stare at me.
Why not ask me before, right?
How about use your words? How about use your words? You were raised with a voice. How about you use it and ask me those important questions? That is a really ridiculous statement.
I don't even know if that's true.
I'm getting upset right now. This is just terrible.
So this next one came from Mary Claire. It's basically 5 short hairstyles that will get you laid. This is less of advice and more of like a link baity headline, but we are amused to think that what is keeping us from all the beastly sex is actually a cheekbone grazing fringe or a seriously centered part. Basically, you know, someone's hair, the way it is dressed or whatever, is going to get you laid or not.
Oh, my God.
I'm all for keeping your hair, you know, good.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Know, good you shape and stuff like that. But I don't think that has anything to do. There's guys out there who, like, girls with long hair, girls with short hair, girls with no hair. So I don't.
There's so many preferences for so many different people. Danny, how about you?
What about it?
Hair. Hairstyles.
Appearance is a big thing. I think it's a big part of it. But, I mean.
Is that what they're, like, certain hairstyles that?
That I like?
Mm-hmm.
I like long hair. I don't like short hair. It's kind of weird.
Okay, so our last two do come from Cosmo.
Oh,
no. So yeah, be prepared. This one is hold his genital
member
in one hand and lightly slap it with the other. You can tap it back and forth if you like a volleyball or a tennis ball. You know, like you are back and forth with a racket. And lightly pinch the skin on either part of his, you know, members. So, I mean, I don't know. Jazz, what you thinking about right now? Is that something you try?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, hell no.
Heck, oh, hell no. Oh. But really, though, like, that, like, okay, first off, that area is so sensitive on a man. Like, that's not something that you really apply that kind of pressure. There, like, there are certain applied pressures that provide pleasurable sensations and some that are obscenely ridiculous and could probably hurt him. So I really would not recommend you pinching the skin of his member and or scrotum and swinging it around like you're trying to play volleyball or tennis. Because also,
you might as well talk to it at that point.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But seriously though, and oh my gosh, like, you know it can break, right?
I'm sure.
It can break. So if you're just flinging it around like that, and then there's all that blood flow in his member, you could probably fracture, give him a penile fracture.
Wanting us to enter the Olympics of, you know.
You could give him a penile fracture. I feel like that would just cause a penile fracture, and you'd be in a lot of trouble.
Alrighty, well, our last, you know, tip of advice does come from Cosmo as well. And it basically says to blindfold him, then give him some biatch directions, basically. Touch me here. No, not there. Here. When you can't be seen, basically they're trying to say the bossy badass comes out in you. What do you think?
Wait, I think that defeats the whole purpose. Why not you be blindfolded and then, like, because that'll stimulate your senses rather than you getting irritated if he can't find you because he's blindfolded and he can't find the spots that you like. No, Lord have mercy.
You sound stressed out, Jazz.
I am so stressed. It's warm in here.
Oh, man.
All right, you guys. Well, basically, some sex websites or magazines we love are scarlatine. But it's still a good damn resource for adults. Any sex toy or whatever, good vibes or, you know, things can help you out with stuff like that. In all seriousness, if you want to know what turns on your man, woman, sex robot, LARPing elf, whatever you're interested in, the best advice is to always ask them because it varies from person to person. This is also to say that, sure, we bet some men do want their, you know, members played with, and some women want their, you know, breasts banged like, you know, Salvation Army drum or whatever. But you should never assume anything about a new sex partner, especially if it involves, you know, doing some of this crazy stuff that some of these magazines have, you know, wanted us to try. So that's all for this segment. I think you guys have, you know, heard enough and will probably take, you know, some of these magazines into account and to not listen to their advice. We'll be back in just a second to wrap things up. But for now, enjoy.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now. Yeah, come on, dance for me, baby. Yeah. Uh-oh, you feel that? Like? All right. Come on, don't stop now. You done did it. Come on, yeah. All right. Hold up. Baby, you were crying. That's right. I get so excited. Almost like we're sexing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, boo, I like it. No, I can't deny it. But I know you can tell I'm excited. Oh girl.
Step like you're dancing kind of close. I feel a little boom coming through on you.
Now girl, I know you felt it. But boo, you know I can't help it. You know
I
feel so good,
so
real,
Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm Honey. So I just want to wrap up our show. So today we talked about cheating, we talked about flirting, and we also did talk about some of those crazy advice columns that give us that, you know, those tips that aren't actually very helpful and actually kind of dangerous after we looked at them. So I want to ask you, Jazz, before, you know, we get out of here and stuff.
Yes.
Did you learn anything today?
I learned what not to do.
Okay.
In terms of intimate activities and, but also I did like just learn about certain aspects of like flirting, you know, and like those facts about cheating were actually really interesting to hear about. But yeah, for the most part, I learned what not to really.
And you, Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you learn anything?
Yeah, just, you know, having relations can be dangerous, according, you know, if you do things that Cosmo says. I'm not trying to, you know, tear my ACL or get an aneurysm or a hernia. So.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for people out there, Jasmine, about relationships when it comes to, you know, anything regarding love or lust or anything?
Well, for me in particular, I just think communication is key to everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't trust the person you're with, can't talk to them, then something's wrong. I like communication in particular for me is extremely important.
Yeah.
And that level of trust there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I have to agree with you. Communication is something that by all means you need to have in a relationship. And it goes both ways. And sometimes it is hard to, you know, talk to somebody, or sometimes it is hard to, you know, let them know exactly how you're feeling at a moment in time. But at the end of the day, if you want your relationship to keep going, you know, well, or if you want it to eventually work out, you need to have that, you know, openness with your partner and let them know how things are going. Because, like I said, if you want it to work, you know, you gotta pull your weight as well. Any advice from you, Danny?
A relationship is 50-50, not 60-40, 80-20. So... Mm-hmm. You both have to put in to make it work. And so, like, yeah, like Karina said, communication is the key. Ooh.
Okay. So that's all we have for you guys today. I want to thank you guys for listening. Please also listen next week, Thursday, 2 to 3. I will be here every Thursday. So you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm Honey, and remember to keep it sweet. Thank you, guys.